Seems like I'm only, you know, my girls brought in the Audrey's record player. She still has her record player when she was a kid. Some of y'all have no clue what a record player is. Some of y'all do know. That's right. And so now, whenever I say I sound like a broken record, they'll know what it means. So, amen. Amen. All the time. Amen. So, I said all that because I always tend to go on tonight. I always look at Psalm 100. And I'm going to read Psalm 100 tonight, part of it anyway. And then I'm actually going to look at a couple of the verses, but I'm going to let y'all look at a few verses with me. I'm going to do something just a little bit different tonight that I found that I think will be a blessing to us. But in Psalm 100, if you'll look at the title of the psalm, it says a psalm of praise. And praise and thanksgiving go hand in hand. Thanksgiving will lead to praise, and praise can lead to thanksgiving if we do it right. If we don't get caught up in the emotion of it, and I know the Lord again has wired us that way, but if we stop and think about what God has done and how good God has been to us, it will cause us to turn praise into thanksgiving and vice versa as well. But look in verse 1. The Bible says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Now let's stop a minute. Stop. TV timeout. I thought the Psalms were written for Israel. I thought the Psalms were written just for the Jew. I thought the Psalms were written to be used in worship in the temple. Well, guess what? That's the case. They were written by the Jew, written for the Jew to worship in the temple, but God's desire was His glory would be spread not just in Israel, but everywhere. If I would have thought about it a couple of weeks ago when we talked about this in the overview on looking at the books of the New Testament, showed you the map of Israel, if I would have thought, I would have showed you, and I think I might have mentioned this before, that when people would come from Europe down into Africa, instead of sailing across south through the Mediterranean, they would make a trip around into what we would call Palestine, Israel, and go down to Africa. If people were going to go into Asia, it was the same way. They would come east, and they would come down into Israel and then cross over to Africa or cross up into Europe. Sometimes they may even stop off for supplies and go back up. It's interesting because it was kind of the concourse of the world would go through there. And one of the things that I remember hearing a preacher say years ago was that was God's design. Israel was put there for a reason, because when nations would pass through on their way, on their journeys, they would see the glory of God from Israel. That was what God's design was initially. And if you stop and think about that, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had the same attitude, that our lives, our church, our homes, our businesses would be the same thing? When people would go by, what would they see? They'd just see a testimony to the glory of God. So that's why he says, make a joyful noise of the Lord, all ye lands. So that means you and I are not left out. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Now, serve the Lord with gladness. So much I could say right there. But I'm just going to read these in the positive light. Come before His presence with singing. Whether you can sing well like some people or whether you lead singing like I do, come before His presence with singing. Amen. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And here it is, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. Now, if we look at those verses, verse number 4, you see what's called a parallelism. It's where you say one statement, and then you say the next statement, but it's an echo of what you've already said. And again, we talked about praise giving way to thanksgiving and vice versa. And if you look at verse 4, we enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. We've got a dual attitude of thanksgiving that ought to go up before God. Now, why could the Jew go into the gates of God with thanksgiving? Well, because God chose them out of all the nations of the world to reveal Himself to mankind. God didn't have to pick any. He could have picked somebody in China. He could have picked somebody in South America. And then we would still be waiting on the gospel, you know, on the other side of the world, let's say, to get to the other side of the world. But instead, God chose the Jew. So that's why they could enter into God's gates with thanksgiving. They had the covenant of circumcision. They were given that special mark that separated the children of Abraham from everybody else. And they also were given the Word of God. Romans 3:1 tells us, what profit it then does, you know, is it being a Jew? And Paul says this, I believe it's 3:2, much every way chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. God gave the Word of God to the Jew. And maybe that's the verse that Brother Freed would use to say that Luke did not write the Gospel of Luke being a Gentile. He wrote it as a Jew. It very well could be. Very well could be. But the thing that I want us to get across is the Jew had a reason to have thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise, echoing that same sentiment. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So here's what the Jew does. They have a reason to give thanks. Now, if you're in Psalm 100, look back with me at Psalm 92, just maybe a page or two back in your Bible. And I want you to look at verse number 1. There's so much here that we could give, but we'll just read a couple of verses. It says in verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And again, you know the word, notice the word Lord is in all caps. That is the tetragrammaton, the name Jehovah. And it says, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Now notice this, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. So not only did the Jew play a type of music that was very lively, but apparently they could play music that was solemn as well. We need to have both types, psalms, hymns, and spiritual song. The thing that I want us to see tonight in here is this. He starts off with thanks, that thanksgiving, but that thanksgiving is set to music. And when we set that thanksgiving to music, we begin to do a little bit of what Psalm 100 says, that we enter in not only into His gates with thanksgiving, but into His courts with praise. So tonight, what I want to look at, and I know we're going to take some time and let folks give some testimonies tonight, but Dylan, I'm going to put you to work again, buddy, okay? So come on up here for me, if you would. Don't worry, nobody's in trouble. It's all right. If you will make sure that every grown-up gets one of these, I know we have several children, and if they want to sit with their folks now, you're not a grown-up, but you're grown-up enough to get one of these, all right? So, amen. All right. This came in an email, and when I saw this, I knew that I wanted to share this with everybody here. So you can give Sarah one. She probably would want one if you didn't get one. She's not a grown-up, but, you know, there you go. Make sure the adults, and of course teenagers, I guess, as well, we need to get one. But I'll let him pass those out. And it's very interesting, the email, when it came, I looked and I said, man, this goes right along with what I want to do tonight. And it's interesting that once you get your handout there, the very center verse is the one we just read in Psalm 92. The one we read in Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so this actually came from a company that we have bought the little scripture memory books from way back when, years ago, and still get some of their emails, so I thought it was very fitting for tonight. Don't forget Cole back in the back, brother, when you get a chance. There you go. Get him. Then we got a few more up front then. Anybody not get one? Yeah, Brother Cole. Yeah, Brother Cole's in the sound room guy. There you go. Amen. And when I saw this, it took me just a second to figure it out. And just a second. And as I saw it, I thought, man, this is just what I'm looking for. So I think just about everybody has got one. There we go. Yeah. How many we have left? Man, look at that. Isn't that a blessing? Did you save one for yourself? You didn't save one? Let Ashley and David share. They just got married. They're still holding hands. So y'all can, there you go. They're still, all right, there you go. All right. So when I thought about our Thanksgiving week service, one of the things that I want us to do is I want us to, you know, we're going to give some testimonies. And I'm not going to start and make everybody give a testimony and just look at you until you testify of something that, you know, you feel like you're obligated. I don't want you to do that. Thanksgiving comes from a grateful heart. And if a person is not grateful, whatever comes out of the mouth probably isn't going to be very thankful, even if it is voiced in the words of thanks. But as I looked through this particular printout, if you look here, it says we can give thanks. If you just look at it, there's yesterday at the top, there's today at the right, and then there's tomorrow at the bottom. And that pretty well sums up our lives of thanksgiving. Look at yesterday. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we're glad. And see, young folks, I keep harping on English grammar. English grammar, English grammar. Learn all the grammar you can. Amen, amen. And when you figure out the difference between participles and gerunds and adjectives and verbs and pronouns and subordinate clauses and all the rest of it, you come talk to me, okay? And we can sit down and have a cup of coffee over that, because by the time you figure all that out, you'll be old enough to drink coffee. That's exactly right. But notice the very first verse up there, the Lord hath done. That's past tense. God has done great things for His people. The psalmist in the next one, Psalm 143:5, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands. And you think about the work that God has done just to us in general. But then you look at Psalm 40 in verse 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. It's one thing to meditate on God's works of old, and it's one thing to meditate on the great things God has done for us, but notice the personal pronoun. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. He set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. So you see, that's personal. So not only do we have a reason to look back yesterday and thank God for His work in our lives, and not only do we have a reason to look back and to thank God for all the great works that He's done, but we've got a reason for us to thank God for what He's done for us individually. And in Romans 6:17, but God be thanked, you are the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. So God has done a work in our lives regarding salvation, regarding the work of God in sanctification as far as sin is concerned. Even though Romans 6:17 is one of those verses that's talking about what happens at salvation and the work of sanctification. But if you look back at yesterday, we've got a reason to thank God for that. I mean, we've got a reason to thank God. And then you look at today. You look at today. How many of us stop to think about what's going on today? And when I say that, what I mean is this. How many of us are cognizant, realize the blessings of God today? I mean, we've got a Bible right to praise the Lord. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You and I have the ability to get around from one place to the next. Our minds are working fairly well. Okay? Most of us in here are in fairly good health. I know there's different health issues here and there, but by and large, most of us are able to do what we would like to do for the greater part of our lives. So if you look at today, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lamentations 3:22, one of the greatest verses ever written. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. It's God's mercy that has kept us from His wrath. His compassions fail not. Now the verse goes on to say, they're new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We were far off, and we are now made nigh. Notice the grammar again. Notice the past tense, but notice the present tense. Made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, maketh manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place. And so we've got reason today to thank the Lord. God has done great things for us in the past. God has blessed us today. And look at Look at the last one there. And this is probably one, if it were me, I would have put this one down at the very bottom. But it starts off with Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We've got a promise that God's going to be with us. He promised He would never leave us. He promised He'd never forsake us. That's what He said. That's exactly what He said. He's talking about the Lord delivers from evil, from every evil work, preserve us unto His heavenly kingdom. That's Paul's last words before he ends his life. Psalm 106:1, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth, not just for a few days, but forever. And that's looking out in the future. And then finally, it tells us that our conversation, that's our living, our attitude, our lifestyle, if you will, is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, when I saw that, I knew that I wanted to use that tonight because it spoke to everything that I really wanted us to stop and meditate on. Because what's going to happen tonight, we're going to have people give thanks. You're going to thank God for what's happened in 2021, because it was somewhat better than 2020. Amen. Amen. And you're grateful for all the blessings that God's done in your life and in your family. But you're going to be thankful for what's going on today, the position you're at right now, perhaps the job that you have right now, perhaps things that have taken place just in the recent days in the right now. And most of us may not even think about, you know, being thankful for tomorrow. But if you look at Psalm 23:6 and know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's reason enough to be thankful that God's promise of His goodness and His mercy are going to be with us. Where in the world would we be if God were not good and He were not merciful? If I got what I would deserve the last 24 hours, I would be in major trouble. Amen. I don't know if anybody else in here could say the same thing. But if we thought about how gracious God is, it would cause gratitude to well up in our hearts. And so with that tonight, I wanted just to open up, read a few scriptures, and look at that tonight. But being Thanksgiving this week, you know, we'll gather around the table, we'll eat with family, and maybe there'll be some time where you can take a little bit of time to talk about being thankful. With if we can get all of our crew on 2 days to, you know, Thursday and then Friday to do it, we would love to be able to spend a little time together just thanking the Lord for what He's done. And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea, whether you're eating with family and, you know, at your place or somewhere else. Some of y'all have enough pull to where you could probably let folks stop and be grateful for what they're thankful for. And maybe you've already got a little thing here and like, man, I sure would like to have 2 or 3 more copies of that. We got a copy machine back here. We'll copy as many as you want, full color. Won't cost you a dime. You already paid for it. Amen. And send them out and be glad to help if you want to take some of those out to somebody else. All right? So what we're going to do tonight, be thankful. Let's be thankful tonight. I've already said it. I'm grateful for God's mercy. I'm grateful for His grace. I'm grateful that God has not given me what I deserve to have. Amen. Amen. I'm grateful for that. If I were God, I would have already pinched my head off a long time ago, without a doubt. Amen. I'm grateful for my family and for the Lord's grace the last year with losing, you know, three parents, you know, her mom and dad, and then my mom here this year as well. It's been definitely a trying time, and I'm grateful for the grace of God. I'm grateful for God just being gracious to us in that time, and grateful for Caleb and Anna's, you know, getting married, their health and her health, and getting ready to have a baby any day. So we got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Amen. And I called my auto insurance today and took Caleb off the policy, removed 2 cars that are just sitting in the yard, and saved a ton of money. And no, I didn't call Geico. It's not a commercial. I'm just telling you that I'm grateful, even just on a few little financial things, to be able to save a little bit of money tonight. So that was just such a blessing. And it was more than a 15-minute call, I promise you. So, all righty. My wife's laughing. Bless her heart. Amen. You can't believe I said that, did you? No, okay. I just thought I'd... Amen. But you're thankful you have such a wonderful husband. There's a story behind that, but yeah, all right, amen, amen. So anybody tonight, anybody want to just, you know, brag on the Lord and for what you're thankful about, anybody at all tonight? And if I don't get anybody, I will start making those stares at people.
Mm-hmm. For me, like, each nationality has so much difference, you know, was hoping to get married one day, never the white side people. But I'm thankful for him and
amen.
For all the trials that we have come through it, and for my parents to be very supportive and in health. And when COVID first hit, I was with my mom, you know, it's just like, I never forget asking my mom to take her to the hospital. She said, if I'm going to die, I'd rather die at home. So that was the best decision. And she said, I know where I'm going. And thankfully, God was gracious enough to keep her alive.
Amen.
And
amen.
My two beautiful children. You know,
amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. That's wonderful. Amen. Somebody else tonight? Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord for His goodness. Amen. Amen. Somebody else tonight? Yes, ma'am.
What I thought would be a very terrible thing when I was told I lost my job due to budget cuts and all the other nonsense at that place. And I was scared to death at first. And then my dad is the one who called back to me when I called him and said, this just happened. Calm down, it's okay. God did what he did for a reason. You'll find out the reason at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to your fathers for one thing. Listen to your father's kids. Take a wonderful and your mother's too.
Yeah.
My mother would have said the same thing if she didn't.
Yeah.
But he had me wait several months to get this job, but he has done well with me. And making me wait has made me do what my dad said and trust him and be patient, because like my dad kept reminding me, you've read it in the Bible, it's his timeline, not yours.
Mm-hmm,
you might have
mm-hmm.
to wait 2 years, you may have to wait 6 months, but when he's ready for you to get it, you will get it.
Amen. Amen.
And a Christian school.
Amen. What a blessing. That's awesome. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Amen. God can. God can.
The reason I think God worked it out for me to be the one to be told I lost my job, because what I found out from people I still live and work there, it's not a pleasant place to be right now.
Mm.
There are mandates about certain things just poking your arm.
Oh, yeah. 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 Well, amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful for family and friends. And I'm thankful for God's grace to be better than transition.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 Somebody else tonight. Yeah, amen.
That the Lord has got you covered.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm so thankful for that. That's exactly what it reminded me of. I'm very thankful.
Amen.
Thankful for my husband and my children and my grandchildren. They're all healthy. And I have a job that I enjoy. And my church family. And Kevin's family, they've been wonderful. He's just met them after, 2 years ago. It's just been a blessing to get to know his side of
the family. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Yeah. Lydia, honey? Okay. And we pray a little bit. We will, okay? Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. 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 Somebody else tonight? Yes, sir.
Last year in November, you guys probably won't recognize me because my behavior was changed so dramatically. I believe that the Lord had given me someone that I was going to marry, and my jaw hurt so much from smiling, and I don't know why everything happened, but I know that the Lord's working everything out for me.
Amen.
I've
right.
got confidence in Him.
Amen. 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 That's some thanksgiving by faith right there. That's good, brother. Amen. 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 Somebody else tonight? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Amen. 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 Somebody else tonight? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
And the Lord's been so good to me. And I remember, I think back when I was younger, I had a few close calls, and the Lord gave me time to come to Him by His grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And, I'm just thankful for what He's done for me. more than I deserve.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Miss Ashley, I saw your hand go up right as I was getting calling him there. Amen.
But he's been taking care of us very well. And I thank God for my husband and how hard he works for us every day to provide and my family and his church and my church.
Amen. 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 Definitely been an eventful year. It really has. Amen. Amen. That's a good way to put it. A lot of growing up in 1 year. That's exactly right. The shock's probably still not over just yet, I'd say. So, amen. Thank the good Lord for it. Amen. Amen. Somebody else tonight? Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're grateful that y'all are here. Amen. 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 Anybody else tonight? Amen.
And I'm blessed to have a boss now that I can talk to, like, off the record type conversations without getting in trouble.
Amen.
I'm thankful for this church, all the precious young ladies here, and my men friends that I didn't have at our old church. There was no other men there, just a bunch of older ladies. Which I love them, but I mean, Eric, you, David, Kevin, all the men here, you know.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, that's just a blessing. Amen. Other men, other Christian men, you know, to be able to talk to and encourage one another and bounce ideas off each other. It's just a blessing to be able to see Dave and his wife and family, you know, come walking in, you know, and I knew him and. You know, in the springtime this year in April, you know, Molly was born. And, you know, for the folks that are parents here, you know, I mean, you all seen your kids born and stuff. That's just such an amazing time.
Amen. Yes.
I praise the Lord, and you know, when Molly was first born, the thing with COVID, you know, they didn't let me be part of any of the appointments, none of the ultrasounds. No, I couldn't even go in with her. I was not part of it. With Lynn, I was there with every single appointment, everything. I was there, and I felt like I already had a relationship with her before she was born. And then Molly was born, and I just didn't even know her. And I felt like she was just intruding in my house, is how I felt. I hate to even admit that in public, but I'm telling you, that's how I felt. I just felt so indifferent towards her.
Bless your heart, brother. Amen.
And I love that little girl so right now. You know, the Lord let her grow.
Yeah,
she looks like my dad. I get to see my dad's face. I've been thinking about this all week, you know, what I would say I was thankful for. Thankful that God saved me.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
I just want to say I love Jesus with all my heart. I love each and every person in this church with all my heart. I love God.
Amen.
Thankful for God's word when I just so empty and I can listen to Christian radio when I'm driving around, you know, different stuff like that. It's just a blessing, you know. God even lets us hear Christian radio.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Some of the stuff you hear on there ain't exactly right, but some of it is encouraging. And God can use whatever He wants to encourage your heart if you need it.
Amen.
I just praise the Lord. I mean, the Jubilee thing that we had here, I was so encouraged by that.
Amen. Amen.
Bought our house at the beginning of 2020. I mean, I'm thankful for that. From where when me and Maria met, I was living in a motel. Not a hotel, I was living in a motel. With nothing to eat, man. You know. And us being able to go out to eat, you know, pretty much whenever we feel like it. I mean,
amen.
You
know. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. That's a blessing. Man, that's good. That's good. That thrills my heart to hear it, brother. I love it. I love it.
That's my God right there.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? I hate the thought that not everybody who you know may tune in on the live stream can't be here to. I mean, it's one thing to hear it, and there's part of me says don't even broadcast stuff like this just because it's just so special. But then again, there's some of our church family they just can't be here tonight, and you want to let them in on the blessing as well. And but I just sure am grateful to hear all the goodness of God in people's lives. Some of it you know, some of it you don't know. And just to think about how different we are and how God gives us everything that we need at the right time to such different people, it's wonderful. Miss Tracy, honey, go ahead.
I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for church and the children of
Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Amen. God's good. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. Sometimes all you can read it, do is read it and just say it's good because there's nothing else that can even begin to explain it. Amen. And if you've read it and you know that feeling, you know exactly what she's saying. Amen. 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 I don't want to stop the service and, you know, like, man, I wish I would have said something. So, anybody else?
I just want to say I'm thankful. Thank you for this church and you and the people in it. I love you, Lord. Thank God for you.
Amen. 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 We sure appreciate y'all. Amen. 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 Anybody else tonight? Amen. 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 Those of you who have, you know, your folks are still with you, enjoy it. And this will be the first Thanksgiving that we've had in a long time that we won't have our parents with us. So you have your folks with you. You're able to eat with your mom or your dad or both. Just be grateful that you have that time that God's given you. And make memories and enjoy it. You look at the book of Ecclesiastes, and it's right and proper for a man to enjoy his work and enjoy the fruits of it. Nothing wrong with, you know, getting together as a family, eating and drinking, and just, you know, I'm talking about the, you know, tea and coffee and water. You know, some of y'all may have Coke and stuff, but that's all right. But there's nothing wrong to eat and drink under the sun. Enjoy your labor and enjoy your family. There's nothing wrong with that. So make sure to have a good time with your family this year. Amen. Anybody else tonight? All righty. All right, well. Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Tonight we just want to take some time. I know we have prayer requests and things we need to pray about. And I'm sure there'll be some things we can pray about this evening. And we'll take prayer requests like we normally do. But tonight I'd like us to spend a little time with just some thanksgiving. And the things we've talked about being thankful, we've shared it. You know, here you may have already talked to the Lord about what you're thankful for. And nothing wrong with telling Him again. You know, maybe you've heard the goodness of God in somebody else's life. You know, you want to thank the Lord for that just because, you know, God's not obligated to show mercy, but thank God that He does. Amen. Amen. But I know we do have some, like I said, we do have some prayer requests, and we'll We'll take some here in a little bit, just a couple. Then we'll spend a little time praying tonight, all right? Anybody else tonight before we move to prayer time? Yeah.
It wasn't even, it was instant. It was same day, different. And
amen.
Just to see how the Lord works like that, I'm just thankful.
Yes, amen. 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 Thank God for mercy and grace when y'all weren't doing things right and for giving you extra grace and making up to where once you got things right, you were able to enjoy it. Amen. I thank the Lord that He's wired ladies differently than us. Yeah, yeah. Y'all are wired different. Amen. No offense. I mean, it's God's done it that way. God has made us. And people who say there's no difference between men and women, they've obviously not, you know, lived with any, worked with any, you know, had any in their family. We are different. We are different. And God's made us that way. He's made us that way. I say thank the Lord for it. Anybody else tonight before we go to prayer time? Alrighty, well, I appreciate everybody just bragging on the Lord who was willing to do that. We'll take some time and we're gonna pray.